went wrong today?
Oh, look, we were pleased at the start. We sort of jumped out, you know, competed, got it in. A little bit of repeat entries, but couldn't put it on the scoreboard. And then they just counterpunched a really couple of easy goals. But that was probably the story of the day. They, in the end, they worked their way on top of stoppages, but we couldn't take their game off them. They've worked on kicking it around and controlling the ball, and then so building up for the back half. We knew that. If you really work together and you work hard, we should have been able to take that off them. But they had some good pace in their team, obviously, but we just weren't able to take that part of their game off them, which we were expectant that we would based on, you know, a small sample, but our JLT would have been good at those sort of things, sort of working hard, be harder to play against, not as many uncontested marking kicks against. So that was a bit frustrating, really. And then I thought it might seem like a scoreboard, but there was times like we're right in the game and we're going forward and we just didn't execute, you know. And I think, you know, just before half-time, we got the young player. Andy was, you know, solid early and then but coming out, Ballantyne 20 metres clear, don't see him, kick it somewhere else. Goes down the other end, they go slot. And then even half-time, we felt, you know, we're running strongly, coming out after half-time three times. We're out, we're centre forward, and we turn it over and it goes. At times it was a bit close. And I thought we fought it on, but simply we couldn't take their game off them. So they've worked hard on that. We knew it was there. A bit like Adelaide, first half Adelaide take it off them, second half they don't and they get going. So that's going to be the challenge with Port Adelaide. And we couldn't execute that. And in the end they got on top around the ball. So if you can't find them, you can't tackle them.
You talk about those repeat entries and not being able to take advantage. Was there an issue with the delivery? It looked at times.
Well, I've sort of said that. Yeah, a little bit of connection piece. They played back shoulder, so you should be able to tick up and hit one. I thought Nathan Wilson showed good composure, but it's a game of inches a little bit at times, isn't it? Almost take a mark. Should see the handball. So, but overall, you know, hostile environment, a couple of young debutants. To jump out like we did, really get to work, that was pleasing. I thought even half-time was tighter than what it looked. But then they got on top, I think the turnovers early, and they worked their way on top around the clearances. So, but again, their ability to seep out, get out, whether it was through hard run or us ball watching, that's probably the tale of the tape.
Can you tell us a bit about Brayshaw and Banfield? Real baptism of fire today?
Yeah, I didn't think it was baptism of fire. It was, that's AFL footy, there's tough gigs everywhere. They'll roll up next week, hopefully, and it's Essendon. So, it's tough gigs. I thought Andrew looked composed with the ball. Obviously, we'd like more of it, you know. So, but they're a very good team. Clearly, well, we think they are, and they proved it today. So we come with expectation to win, compete fiercely. I thought we competed, not exactly how we wanted to, but I thought it was a pretty strong effort. We'll take the feedback where we need to improve. As I said, we couldn't take their game off them, so they'll be pleased with what they did, and we're a bit frustrated that when you get beaten with what you know.
How valuable is it, though, to come on the road and play in an environment like the Adelaide Oval for those two
players? Well, I don't get caught up in ovals too much, to be honest, and good teams win anywhere, so that's what we want to become, and history proves that. If you're a good team and you build a good team, you win anywhere. If you just want to be a hometown flak trap bully, that's going to take you too far. The grand final's played at the MCG, so we're trying to build. Clearly, we need to keep improving, you know, but we'll gather ourselves and get going again, you know, so we'll assess it, give the feedback, and we won't whip ourselves. We know there's things to work on.
How concerning was the lack of pressure and tackle pressure around the ball?
Well, I've said that. If you can't find them, you can't tackle them. So, yeah, it's about consistency. I wouldn't have said that the whole game, but there's obviously some patches. So they've got some big, strong bodies. So they're, you know, Wines is a big man. Rockliffe's a big man. Boak, if he gets through there, is a big man. Pepper Powell, Powell Pepper, with respect, or PP, I don't get it right, is a big man. They tackled really strongly. So Ebert's a big man. So we've got Mundy and Fife, but then we've got some guy. So, but sometimes it's intent. Yeah, we would like to win that battle. Clearly, we didn't win that battle today.
So it was more physical than a mental issue, do you think?
Or I don't know. I just look at the numbers. They tackled a bit more than we did. But as I said, if you can't find them and equalise it in there with numbers, you're going to get beaten. So at times when we should have equalised numbers, we didn't.
What did you make of PSV Dixon?
Well, it was a bit hard. There's a fair bit going on, but I thought Alex Pearce might come in. I thought he never gave up, competed to the end. You know, I think Marshall kicked four, but I think they had a fair spread of goal kickers, didn't they? Watts. Let's Dixon 1-3, a few entries. Considering how quick it came, he's pretty good at play, Alex Pearce. So we went a bit smaller. We wanted to run and create a little bit more than we did. But you got to rely on pressure.
No, it's not really your concern, but how highly do you rate this
year? You're right, you can write about them. It's not me to espouse opposition. I said how they played and what they did, and we didn't take it off them. But you can write. It's not my job.
How did you go injury-wise?
Luke, nothing's got to me. You know, cramp, hot, tough, but they'll hydrate. And yeah, we need to come again. You know, New Perth, Optus Stadium in Perth, and we're excited about that, so Essendon will be full of beans coming over, but we need to get back and recover and get moving. So, Peel are playing today. We'll see what comes out of there as well.
Do you expect to wield the axe personnel-wise?
Not something I've thought of. I don't know about something like that. I think that's been inaccurate, something like that. I think it's a throwaway line. I think we had some debutants. I thought we competed. We didn't execute. And we played a pretty good team. So you don't have to do much wrong to lose by 60 points in the AFL.